Bryant Street Publishing presents For Love or Honor by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Hope Jordan. Chapter 1. Dell Littleton didn't like when jobs went sour. She had three go south in just the last month, and Peter had threatened to fire her if she screwed up this one. Finding her latest caller lying in a pool of his own blood, 2 days gone, would not help matters. Frank Totter wouldn't even be able to testify in court. She particularly didn't like when Dylan O'Farrell was the reason it went bad. There he stood, a smug smile tilting his lips, and all she could think of was smacking the bastard. That and jumping his bones. Both would probably have the desired effect. He'd be pissed. "What the holy Hades are you doing here, O'Farrell? This is my caller, and the Sumerian sector is out of your jurisdiction." She pulled her Barracuda 911 out of her side holster for good measure. His smile widened, his green eyes twinkled, and a zing of heat flashed through her. Damn it. When would this insane attraction to him dissipate? "I had a tip and might find you here." "Really?" She didn't try to hide the sarcasm. It would mask the fear that was curdling in her stomach. Just who the hell had told O'Farrell about this? Chase. "Really? You seem to be having a run of bad luck, Littleton." He walked into the dingy hotel room. His long, easy strides reminded her of a lion pacing a cage. O'Farrell was a big, hungry predator looking for someone to eat. "First, there was a shootout in the Edie Eaton sector." "I was cleared. You know that because you did the investigation." He nodded as he prowled the room, not touching anything but looking for clues. It pissed her off. It didn't matter that she normally did the same thing. She felt invaded. He glanced back over his shoulder and offered her a smile with those trademark dimples. "Then there was that woman you brought in who turned out to be the wrong caller." Exasperation had her barely containing her growl. "Twin. A twin. How was I to know?" He nodded and went back to his inspection. "Then there was that incident with the agent." The anger that had been rolling beneath the surface threatened to explode. She took a few deep breaths, then said from behind clenched teeth, "Holy Hades, Vicentez is a pain in the ass, and that was my caller, not his." He slanted her a look out of the corner of his eye, then continued to look at the contents of Totter's suitcase. She hadn't touched anything when he entered. She hadn't had the time. Just long enough to find Totter and wonder who in Hades had a hard-on for her. Nerves turned into outright panic. Someone had to be setting her up, but she couldn't figure out why. "Vicentez is a pal of mine." The Irish Lilton O'Farrell's voice brought her out of her thoughts. "And he said you fucked that one up yourself." She had, but she refused to admit it. Confessing she'd been wrong would make her look weak, and that was the one thing she didn't want to do in front of O'Farrell. She studied her nemesis as he continued his search. Tall, probably about 6 foot, O'Farrell was known for his way with women. His reputation for bagging just about every available gorgeous agent was legendary. With those mischievous green eyes and that dark red hair, he was hard to resist. Add in his athletic build and toe-tingling smile, and he was delicious with a capital D. It was said he could charm a nun into bed, and knowing him, he had done that once or twice. She apparently was the only woman he hadn't tried to seduce. Each time they'd met over the last few years, they'd been at each other's throats. "So, you just happened to be in the area and decided to pop in and see how I was doing on my job?" He didn't turn around. "No, I told you, someone tipped me off." She shook her head as she sorted through what she knew about Totter and who was after him. "Someone called and said you would find Totter dead." "No," he sighed, a sound filled with resignation and irritation, and turned to face her.
"They called and said that you would be found with the boy and the weapon."
"What?" she said, but she could barely hear the word over the roaring in her ears. What in the holy Hades was happening?
"Littleton."
He waited until she looked up at him. Concern and empathy filled his gaze, and fear lanced through her. If O'Farrell was worried and showing